We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Chaf Hey Amad Beis, and we're beginning from the Mishnah Daf Chaf Hey Amad Aleph. We're talking about now the second lottery. The first lottery was a Trumas Hadeshen, and the one who won Trumas Hadeshen, Moshe won two other things also. They won to do the Sida Hamaracha and the Shnei Gzira Eitzim. So that's the first pious. The second pious was for different things. Hapayis Hasheni, Mi Sheichit, who Shechted, Mi Zayrik, who spritzed the dam, mi medashim mizbeach haplimi, who cleaned the mizbeach of the Ketores, mi medashim menorah, who cleaned the menorah, mi mala evarim lekevesh, and who brought the evarim lekevesh. Now, that's not counted, the Mishnah will explain what we're talking about, the evarim lekevesh. So far we had four. We had Sheichet, Zerik, medashim, that's four. Now we're going to have here, who brings the evarim of the Talmud, the limbs of the Talmud, who brings it from the makom of the Shechita to the kevesh. And they just put it on the kevesh, and from the half to the bottom of the kevesh. Harosh haregel, that was one kayin, the head and the right foot, which is the hind legs, the right one. V'shtei hayedayim, and another kayin with two hands. A third kayin, uketz v'regel, with the tail and the left foot. V'achoza v'ageru, with another kayin, that's the chest and the neck, and with a lot of organs with that, like the liver and other things there. V'shtei adefanos, and the two sides, v'akravayim, and the insides. So altogether, six kahanim to take up the parts of the Talmud. The Rosh regal 1, v'shtei adayim 2, ukitz regal 3, achaz v'gerah 4, v'shtei adefanos 5, kravayim 6. So 6 plus 4 is 10. And another 3 brought v'asoyles, was another kohen, brought the soyles, that was for the mincha of the nesachim, v'achavitim, that was the kohen gadol's mincha, v'hayayin, and the wine for the nesachim. Altogether, how much? Shloisha Asar Kahanim Zachaba, 13 Kahanim was Zaycha. Omer ben Azmi Rav Akiva, Moshe Rav Yeshua, Derech Chelucha Yekarev. The way our Mishnah reconciles the sixth, it's really the five Evarim, Arosh Regal, Shtei Yadayim, Ukitz Regal, Achaz Vagera, has to do with the size of the limbs. We'll see in the Gemara on base. But Rav Akiva, Moshe Rav Yeshua says, no, Derech Chelucha Yekarev. It's a different order, and the Gemara will explain it that. Actually, be five different Shitas of the order of how to bring these different Avarim. Akaponim, we'll see the Gemara Beis more about that. But Akaponim, here we saw a pious that Mishaychim is Zarek. So what's the kash? So the kash is the Chayra, Mishaychit, a Zar can be Dushchita. A Koyin is not Dushchita. A Zar, a non Koyin is like Dushchita. So what's the pious Mishaychit? What? Yeah, like Dushchita. So, the what? So, very good. So now the Rav, there's two truths into this kasha. The Bartanura says that the Kohanim still, even though it was kasha bazaar, the Kohanim liked this Shechita of the Talmud because it was the first one of the day, and therefore they had a Chedivah spirit, they wanted it, and therefore they had a Rav of it. But the Ritva is a very sadistic Teretz. The Ritva's Teretz is that even though it's Mutter bazaar, it's a mitzvah b'koyim. Very big Chiddush, it's a mitzvah dafka b'koyim. Therefore they had a lottery in it to do a mitzvah with the kohen. That's the Ritva's Chiddush. With that, you could explain the Gemara and Sefer's Brachas. But Al Kaponim, with Eli HaKohen and with Shmuel HaNavi, Ayin Sham, if you have time, maybe we'll say it a different time. Al Kaponim, Al Kaponim, that's what comes out of Mishnah Mishaych. It is because maybe it's a mitzvah Chatchila or because there was Chavirus for them. I'll talk tomorrow about them. These 13 kohanim, how did it work? They had 13 different lotteries? Or it was one lottery and then he told all the 12 guys next to him to come with him. That's the shiloh. Do they do one avoida? And then when he's zoicha, so there's no pious for all the two avoidas. Ella, the kahanim that are around him to his right side, you count another 12 kahanim, they will go with him. That's one side. Or at this time, when you're doing this lottery in the list of the gods, they did 13 different lotteries. That's the question. Tashima, let's try to bring a riot to this. It says in our Mishnah, Arba Paisa Hashem, there are four Paisas. V'yisak adayitach akol avoydeh mefaisim, tuva habit. There's much more than that. There's 13 right here. Someone says, that's not shver. Om nach ma yitzchah, koch kama. Arba pa'omim, nechnosim office. They go inside the Lishka Gazas to be do lottery four times. Doesn't mean they had four different lotteries. In that time, they had 13 here, and then this one had a different amount. Every single one, talking a lot of Pisces possibly. So we still don't know how this works. Zokdomar not a riot. Toshima on top of the Om Chafei on base. Toshima. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Yehuda says, Lehoya Pais Lamachta. The way he did Ketores is, every day, the Ketores, the morning and the evening, you had, on one hand, someone had to bring in the spices of the Ketores, and on the other hand, you had to bring in the fire. You needed two kahanim for that. One kohen brought in the Ketores, The other one brought in a shovel full of burning hot coals. Where do you get the hot coals from? It's a mitzvah to get it from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. That's where we got the coals from. So, well, who? Now we know, next Mishnah says, there's a pious for the one who did the Keteris. So Shiloh, was there a lottery for the guy who held the Machta? So Rida says, there's no pious to the Machta. The one who was Zeicha and won the lottery for Keteris, he said the guy next to him, you'll help me out. You'll be my helper to bring in the Machta. So what do you see? You see, you don't have a special lottery for the two Kahanim. Even though you need two Kahanim, one lottery for the Keteris, another guy comes along. So everyone knows, it's not a Raya. Because there, Shani Machta Keteris, the Chod Avoida, it's one Avoida. What? What's the Havmina? The Havmina was that even though you need two Kahanim. No, this is not a Keteris, it's not a Mishnah. This does talk about a Machta. Yeah, Rabbi Chayes Rav Yehuda, right here. You see right here, Rabbi Yehuda says that this is going on that last Mishnah. It's a brisa. What's going on in the Mishnah? It says that there's a third pious. It says, for the Machta, there's no pious. There's Mashma. They just took it with you. So the Gemara answer is no, there's not a raya. Why? Because Machta is one avoid. Therefore, you didn't have a separate pious. Ikadamri is another version of this raya. The raya is the opposite way. Ikadamri, Dafka Machta, Keteris, Chod Avoid, there you didn't need a new pious. What's Mashma? Everything else, because why else are Huda speak it out? He was saying only this, since it was one Avoida, had one coin, had one pious, but other ones need a bunch of pious. That would be a dik. Avashah Avoida is a bunch of pious, needs a pious. Because if everything didn't need a pious, what was a chiddush of Rabbi Huda? So Gemara says, no, there would have been a chiddush. Machta tzrichle. There would be more of a reason to have two piyosim. Why? Sagda Gemino Hayavaloi Shricha. Since it doesn't happen, Keteris happens twice a day and that's it. You can't bring a benedava. Uma Asra, and it makes a person rich. So you would think this pious miasma, you should have his own lottery. Kamashlon, no. And you see from here that not only is the Bala Keteris getting rich, even the Mesayaya, the one who brings in the Machta, also will become rich. You have to ma'ayin by a bris. We know that a sandik is a school of Ashir. That's what Ramah says, you can't take it twice. You can't give someone twice. Shaila is the Mekvata, is like the one brings the Machta, and maybe he also gets rich. You have to know from this Gemara, you have to speak to the Bali school from Shai and Moshe to see if it works out. So the Gemara Vaita. Toshima. The Tani Rab Chia. Loyal Lechol Avoida. That's what we still have a Shaila, Moshe. We're still not sure if it's one Avoida or if it's 13 Payasas or one Payas. Toshima. This is going to be final right. Toshima. The Tani Rab Chia. Loyal Lechol Avoida Vavoida Mephaisim. Ella koyin shezocha b'tamid. It says there was no lottery for everyone. A koyin shezocha b'tamid shneim also ach, which means the shechita shneim also achav kanim shezocha b'moish ma'mina. It says the other 12 kanim get schlepped along with him. It's the next 12 that is right. They'll get included shema'mina, and that's what happens. It's takanah 13 different fights. There's one lottery, and they all go included with that. Zok the heli gemara vayt. Pious Hasheni, it says in our Mishnah, Mishoichet, Mizorik, Mimedashin. So the kasha is, we know, between Shechita and Zrika, is how many Avoidas between Shechita and Zrika? Between Shechita and Zrika, there's Halacha, it's Kabbalah and Halacha. Kabbalah and Halacha, that's what it is. They first catch the dam, then they walk the dam to the Mizbeach and Zrika. The Gemara is not talking about Halacha, only about Kabbalah. We'll speak that in a second. But Boyalu, Mimekabbalah, who does the Kabbalah? Is a sheikhid mekabel. Why? Because you don't want the zarek to mekabel. The yam zarek mekabel, he's so excited about his rika, lo mekabel kul adam. He's not going to mekabel all the dam. The luck is, you have to do kabbalah sadam, kula, you have to mekabel all the dam. He's not going to do it, he's so excited about the zrika. And Rav speaks out in Mesek Lashonai that he says that zrika is more chashit to him than kabbalah. So he's going to be so rushed to do his rika, he's not going to do the kabbalah right. That's why the sheikhid should do the kabbalah. Oidimba. What? No, Yom Shechita is not going to stop the Kabbalah. Anyway, do Shechita first. Adilma, Zorik Mekabel, the Amr Sheikh Mekabel is in the Shechit Zor. Maybe Zor is in the Shechit and he'll come to do the Kabbalah. He's not going to do the Kabbalah. Kabbalah is going to call him. So, if he's doing Shechita, you're not going to not do the Kabbalah because Shechita is first. Here, the Zrika is afterwards. You're going to rush to Kabbalah in order to get to Yizrika. That's the Shaila. So, because of that, I saw in the art scroll, they said that the halacha is not a shayla. Halacha is not a shayla. Why? Because halacha, for sure, it's not the guy who's shaykhid, because we were scared it might be then the czar doing it. So there, then there's no chash, but a zorik is not going to do it right, because fakir, the quicker he does it, the quicker he gets to the mizbeach. Not a chash, but halacha won't do it right. So they say over there that for sure the halacha is done. I did the zorik. That's pasha. That's what it says over there. I saw in the article, but I saw the Gvura Sari. He has a big shtickle on it. He has a shayla, but he's not sure who the halacha goes with. He says it's a shikol shayla. I didn't have a chance to go through the whole piece, but if you want to go through the Gvura Sari. So who gets the Kabbalah? Does the Shaykhid get the Kabbalah, which means catching all the dam, or the Zari gets the Kabbalah? Tashima, we learned in the Mishnah later on, Ben Katan also Yud Beis Dad Lakir. The Ben Katan made 12 faucets for the Kir. Kidei Shiyu Yud Beis Achiv HaKa'anim Ha'oiskim B'Tamid Mekachim Deim Reglim V'Asachas. In order that all 12 Kahanim that are working in the Tamid could wash the hands at the same time. So you had these 12 faucets. This is another agav, another plug to the art school in the Mishkan book. They weren't sure how to make these faucets. Did it have like a spout? How did it open and close? Was it open the whole time? They don't know. They're not sure how the water didn't come out. But it's a good shayla. Well, yeah, it doesn't say in the Surah of Mishkan. You have to know. But kids, had 12 faucets. So it's 12 faucets. How many people did the Talmud? How many did the whole thing we learned in the Mishnah? 13. So what's Pshat in 12?
9.
No, there was 12. 13 people we had here. Me Sheikhet, me Zerik, me Dashin, then 6 plus 2, 9? No, but it's part of this pious. So it said they all wanted, after the pious, all got ready and all did their jobs. They all did their jobs. Chavit's not part of the Talmud also. It happened at the same time. Everything at the same time. So it says 12. Now, the problem is like this. If the Sheikhet is Makabal, so you need a 13th one. Bishlama if the Zoyuk is a Kabbal. So for Shechita, even if it's a Kayin, doesn't need the Kishdayim Vergayim. Why not? Rashi says, Maridik. Because since it's Kosher Bazaar, it doesn't need Kishdayim Vergayim. But if the Shechita does the Kabbalah, then it'll need Kishdayim Vergayim. So you'll need 13 faucets. So the Heli Gemara Vayta. Said in the Mishnah, how do you bring the Ivarim? There's a certain order to it. So he said, Oman ben Azbar Arikiva, that the order is the three Derech Iluchai. Now our Mishnah has different orders. So Tanar Abana, now we're going to go through all the different Shittas. Tanar Abana, Ketzah Derech Iluchai. What's an example of Derech Iluchai? It means the way the animal is set up as it's walking. So then Reish Regal is first. Now the Lacha is that Reish Regal is always first. Even though that's not any rhyme or reason. There's a Reish and a Regel in the back. That's always first. The Gemara will explain that at the end of the Amud and Mitzvah, and forget that today. HaReish VaRegel is always first. Now the Shal is the rest of them, that's where the Nafkimin is. HaReish VaRegel was first. This is Derech Luch. HaReish VaRegel was first. Then goes Chaz VaGeir, that's a neck that comes next in the animal when he's walking. V'shtei Yadayim, two hands. V'shtei Yadayim, two sides. Okitz VaRegel. That's the order. And which is different than our Mishnah. So that's the Shita of Ben Azai that says Derech Luch. Rabbi Yisrael Eimer Derech Hefshita. It's a Derech Hefshita. When you make a Hefshit, you turn it upside down. You hang it by its hind legs and you skin the animal. Hayakarv. So, Ketzah, Derech Hefshita. How do you do Derech Hefshita? Reish HaRegel is first anyway. Then comes next. What comes next? What's first when you do Hefshita? It's hanging from its feet, right? Ha'okitz VaRegel. And afterwards, stay at the front, two sides, stay at dime, two hands. And Chazagari, Mamish, the opposite of Derech Hiluchai. That's Mamish, exact opposite of Derech Hiluchai. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, no, Derech Lituchai. The derech when you cut it up. How do you cut it up? So you call your car. Okay, so derech dukai, how is that? The reish regel is first. Always first. Then shtei yadayim. The thing sticking out first, when you cut up animals with two hands, you cut that off. Then the chazav v'agera. Then the chest and the heart and the neck. Then shtei adafanas. And the okas v'regel is last. So that's already, we already, in this price alone, three shittas, besides our mishnah. Basically, liyo yimei derech iluya yikarav. The derech of the better piece of meat, the better cuts, the reserve cuts. Ketzad. Derech Lula, hey Derech Lula, Reish VaRegel, first the Reish VaRegel, Hachazah VaGeira is next, that's the fat stuff, that they serve in the good stuff, Hachazah VaGeira, that's the best meat, V'shtei HaDefaras, the sides, the flanken, V'ukitz VaRegel, then the tail and the foot, V'shtei HaDayim, the two hands, that's not good, the two hands are not as Iluya as the other ones. Break the Marv HaKsiv, it says in the Pasuk, call, how can you say Ukitz VaRegel comes after, the Dfanois, but it says, that's mashma, the yorech is better than the kosev, which is a shoulder. And for the Gemara, he bechusha. By chusha, by a not a lean animal by a weak animal. There the yerech is better than the shoulders. But a good fat animal, then the tfonis, the flankins, they're ready, zaftig ready. Akaponim. So now we have pshat in all four sheetahs in the braisa. What's our mishnah? What does our mishnah hold, by the way? So the Gemara, Rava, bein tana didam bein abesi basi louis the bistro. They both hold the better cuts of meat, but the difference is like this: mar ozel basa ivra the bistro, or mar ozel basa sham the bistro. One goes basa the size of the basa, and one goes basa the fat, the fattiness of the basa. Rav Yaisi goes the fattiness of the basa, but our mishnah is going basa the size of the basa. So our mishnah order is the shtei yadayim is first. That has comparatively the most basar, then a uketz v'aregel, then a chaz v'ageira, and then there's two sides, and the two sides. The size of the basar, our mishnah is going like the size of the basar, not the fattiness of the basar. Akaponim, that we have five different shittas how to explain it. If someone wants to make a chart, to be a gevaldige thing, five different shittas of all the orders of how to bring everyone in. Now, the Gemara says that rosh v'aregel is first. So we're very curious. What's pshat? Zok the Gemara. What's pshat? My time is salka regel v'hadereisha. Why do you bring the right foot, which is the back hind legs, the right one with the head, which in the reisha and the fish be'at samas, the head doesn't have much meat; it's full of bones. So therefore, carve a regel by there. You bring the regel, which is a meaty item. You bring that with the reish. But the kuliyamam is reish carve reisha. If that's kuliyamam, the reish goes first. Manala, what's the makar that the reish is first to be makavit? So Gemara says the makar like this. The time, look at the brisa. Menayim l'roish v'peder. Peder is just a fat that comes to the roish, to cover the roish. We'll see soon. Shekoyim l'chal evarim. How do you know that's first? Tam alayim, the pasuk says like this. V'nas nitach oisoy l'nsachav. You cut it into pieces. V'es roishoy v'es pedroy v'orach ha-koyin oisam. The first thing you orach is the roish and the peder. So you know roish is first. And we said before, the regular just comes because it needed, because it's too bony. So first thing is the roish. Tam alayim is roish v'es pedroy v'orach. So Gemara asks, what do you do with the other peder? There's another peder in the pasuk. The pasuk also says, "Va'ochu bnei Aharon akainim es esan esachim es aroish v'sapader." Why do you need that pasuk? Ve'idach pader, what do you do with it? Lamai asa. We skip the word achrina. Ve'idach pader lamai asa. So the Gemara looks at Tanya, into the brayso. Keitzar oyoisa. What do you do? Noisin es a peder abeis hashchita umaleu. When you brought it up to the mizbeach, you took that fat and you put it on top of the base of shechita, the place where you cut the head, where it's very bloody. Since it's mluchuk b'dam, like Rashi says, therefore you cover the place of the dam with the padar and you bring it up. That's the second pasuk padar teaching us. And in the second pasuk where it says roish, there also Rashi says teaching us that you would think there's no din aricha on the roish, maybe only on the other things, therefore you need this pasuk as well. I in top Rashi explains why I need the roish there. But kaponim, what comes out, the ma'aseh, the roish and regal is first, and the roish also has the padar. Some of the mefarshim ask that why didn't it say padar in the Mishnah? And look at the Tosfos, the Ramaskh Manayin, Taim Ali, Tosfos says, "Mkein amaylo koshiv masisim padar behadi roish." Yeshlo mekim di ef shel hakdar roish loy padar, v'zeh odar kovim v'chalal roish. It was part of the roish. This Tosfos says the second bottom Tosfos in Chafayim and Beis. But upon him, the roish and regal first, including the padar, and then the other things. We have five shittas, and that's the Mishnah. Mishnah tomorrow, go to the third pious.